Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Hey, how are ya?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm great. Listen to you. You know what? This is, I got to tell you something. I'm about to fall out of my chair because I've seen you on TV, on videos all over the place, and I cannot believe I'm actually on this phone talking to you. How you doing?
I am blessed. I am doing wonderful. I'm excited. Got new things that I'm doing right now, music related, and I'm just in a good place.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. But listen, let me ask you something. Can we go back a little bit? Can we go back a little bit, Mr. Parker?
Let's go.
Yes. Can we go back a little bit? You're originally from the group 112, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Can we go back, and for those who may not know, which I'm hoping everybody in the world knows, can you tell me a little bit about that? I know you all came from Bad Boys Records from since 1996, am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We were signed in 1996. We're all from Atlanta, Georgia. And let me go on record and say, you know, just because, you know, we're doing individual records does not mean that the group is no longer together. We're still together, but right now we're just all doing individual solo albums. But, yeah, we started in 1996 in Atlanta, Georgia, where we got our first record deal. We sang for Puffy outside of a club in Atlanta called 112, which is where we got our name from. And, our first record came out the summer of 96.
Wonderful. You all went double platinum, did you not?
Yes. We sold over 13 million records worldwide and 5 albums. The first 3 were on Bad Boy. The last 2 were on Def Jam. And right now we're signed to our own label.
Very good. Now, listen, I just wanted to make it very clear what Mr. Parker said. They all are still together. So for all of you that are out there listening to the Sandra Wilson Blog Talk Show, note that Mr. Q Parker said they all are still together. They're just out there doing some solo stuff right now. So please don't nobody get that twisted out there. They're still together and they're still doing their thing. So I just wanted to make that very clear for the people out there. But listen, let me just ask you a question. You started from gospel, did you not?
Well, I wouldn't say gospel, but we're from the church. We were born, you know, we all are from the church, grew up in the church, literally. And, you know, it's definitely a part of our makeup.
Okay. So let me ask you something about that, because I know a lot of people now that came out of church or was in church, and they go with the rooted from gospel, and that's a good thing. So can you kind of clarify what that rooted part means? Because I noticed that when I read that about you, it said rooted, you know, from gospel. So can you kind of clear that for me and for the people that may not understand what that means?
Well, that means, you know, our foundation is the church, I mean, in gospel music. You know, that was probably the first style of music that I started singing. And when you're from the church, you know, you learn confidence, you learn stability, you learn, that's what you get all of your practicing from, because in the church, you know how everybody in the church, how they're going to love you, and they're just going to love you anyway, regardless of what you're doing. You know, just being from the church, you know, you get a lot of that initial teachings and learnings from the beginning.
Okay, very good. So, you know, and the reason why I'm talking about that now is because a lot of time at churches and a lot of places and people end up going R&B, you know, I just want people to understand that you can still go to church, you can still be from God, but you can also...
Oh, yes. You can definitely still have your relationship with God and still, you know, have your spirituality in place, but I mean, as long as you don't go out there doing certain things that aren't, I wouldn't necessarily say aren't right, but you know, just you know, have a foundation. You can still sing R&B music, because you know the way I explain it is, my music is not harmful, it's not violent, but God talks about love in the Bible, so my music is all about love and life relationships and life experiences. So that's what I'm about.
Okay, very good. Now listen, let's move on to your album right now, which is called Real Talk. Am I right?
Say that one more time.
Okay, let's talk about your album, the album that you have out right now, and I believe that's called Real Talk. Am I right?
Yes, it's called
okay.
Real Talk. Well, actually, it's not out yet. We're gonna come out the top of the year, around the spring of next year, with a single release. The fall, which would be like I'm looking at an October release, single release, and a first quarter album release.
Okay, and what's the name of that release? Is that something that you can tell us all about right now?
Yes, the first single will be called Still So Sexy.
Okay, very good. Well, I do want to do something really quick, Mr. Q Parker, real quick. I want to thank, because I can tell from my side, I want to thank all the 179 people that are listening right now. So we hope a few more come
well,
on.
I want to thank those 179 people, too.
I want to thank them because I can see it from my side. I put an email out and told everybody about this interview, so I hope more come on before we finish this interview here. Now, listen,
yes.
You are in Charleston tonight, am I right?
Yes, I am.
And you are going to be an exclusive tonight, am I right?
Right. Yes,
okay,
that is correct. I'll be at exclusive tonight, performing a few 112 classic hits, and I'm going to also introduce a few new cuts from the Real Talk album.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you are a Q Parker fan, okay, if you're not one, you need to be one. You understand?
Yes.
And if you're a fan of Sandra's talk show, please come out to support me as well. But come out. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you got to come out to the school system to see
you gotta
this
come
man.
Out. Yes.
I truly, truly love 112. I grew up with these cats. I'm probably older than you, but I grew up. I seen you guys. I got to tell you something. Y'all was on that, what was that, a car or something one time? Puff Daddy put y'all on. Y'all looked fabulous. I love
yes.
you guys so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you
yes,
so much
I love
for the
you
support
so much.
And the love.
I love you so much. And I guys, please come out. Now, it's on Sand Rittenberg, and everything that I'm saying now, Mr. Q, there's going to be it's going to go right through on my blog talk show. Everybody's going to be able to contact me or contact to get to the place, which everybody actually really knows where exclusive is at. But for the ones that don't know where the exclusive is at, before this interview is over, I'm going to give you directions and tell you can map quest it or whatever, because he's going to be out there, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. So please put the kids to bed, do all what you need to do, and get out
yes.
there and see him
yes.
because I promise I'm going to be there tonight.
It's a tax-free weekend. You want to spend some good money. You're feeling really good. And, you know, we're going to
yeah.
top it off with just a good show. Come see Q
Absolutely.
Parker.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be there tonight. I promise. All, you know, the San Diego
yes.
Talk Show fans, you guys better come and support, you know.
Yes.
Listen, there's some other things I'd like to ask you if you have a few minutes left for me, please, Mr. Parker.
Sure.
Very good.
Sure.
Listen, there's a lot of kids, because before I did the Sandra Wilson's talk show, I actually was a dancer. I came from New York myself, and I've known so many kids, and that's kind of what transformed me into, led me, if you would, into the Sandra Wilson's talk show. I see so many kids out there, Mr. Parker, that actually want to get into the business. So please, I've seen you in so many videos and see you all in so many videos, and you're just absolutely wonderful. How in the world did you guys manage to stay out of trouble? How did you know? Can you please give anyone that's listening out there, a kid, anybody, some kind of advice on what to
well,
do?
I'll speak on, you know, the first part of the question you asked, how did we stay out of trouble?
Okay.
I think it goes back to, you know, what we were talking about earlier, just having a solid foundation. You know, myself, I grew up in a mother-father household, so I reap the benefits of mom and dad in the house. You know, which they instilled a lot of values, a lot of morals, identity in me, which, you know, of course, by me being a part of the group, you know, you rub off on each other. So I believe because we had grandmothers that you know, that always prayed for us and was, you know, always, you know, they, you know, when you're from the South, you know, your parents, they pump fear in you. So whether you're in front of them or you're away from them, it's just certain things you're not going to do, because if it ever gets back to them, you're gonna be just as in trouble if they were right there with you. So I think, you know, that in addition to just having a great foundation at home and a support system, it kind of kept us out of trouble. But what I would say for, you know, the upcoming artists, in terms of advice, I would just say, you know that this is a business, and it's so much more than what you see as a finished product. A lot of kids, they look at it and they see the video or they see the award show, but they don't see all of what it takes to even get to the point of it being a video. They don't see the 18 hours of choreography a day. They don't see the getting up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, going to the gym. They don't see the 12, 13 hours a day that you're in the studio. They don't see the, you know, the other hours of the day when you can't just be just Quintus, but you are Q at all times. They don't see just how demanding this job is, and I said a job because, you know, it's my career choice, but you have to really respect it as a job. You know, don't take it as a game. It's very competitive. Like I said, it's very demanding. It takes the priority, you know, and in a sense, you have to tell, you know, family members, friends, neighbors, and everybody, you know, we had a saying that it's like a fireman. When the fire bell sounds off, you got to suit up and slide down the pole and go to work, and that means if anything dealing with your family comes up, you know, you have to just go out because, you know, it's very demanding and it requires a lot. But then, you know, there are some benefits of it. You know, you get to travel the world, you get to do something that you love to do. But, you know, I would definitely say learn the business first. Just like any other thing, you know, you go to college and, you know, it's like you start elementary school, then you go to middle school, you go to high school, then you go to the college to prepare you for whatever job you're going to go into. Well, treat this the same way. Learn all that you can. There's a book that's called All I Want to Know or All I Need to Know About the Music Business by Donald Passman. I would suggest everybody read that because it'll give you the fundamentals of what this industry is. It's very cutthroat, a lot of snakes out here. But if you know it, we all know that knowledge is power. So you have to guard yourself with the knowledge and not allow people to take advantage of you because they will.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you something, Mr. Parker. With you saying all of that, you just touched my heart, and I'm going to call everybody I know to get them on out there to see you tonight.
Yes.
That was a beautiful, beautiful thing that
yes.
you said, and I appreciate you so very much. One of the things that I want to say to you is that you are so humble, and you don't find that in this industry anymore, and you're
mm-hmm.
one of the most humblest persons. Just from talking to you right now, everything that you're saying,
aww,
I feel it from
you.
My heart. So I thank you so very much. I'm so honored that you took out the time. You know, you're down here. You're about to do a big show. You got a whole lot of things going on. And for all of you people out there that's listening now or may listen later on, this man took a minute to come on my blog talk show when he didn't have to. So I thank you, and I'm so honored. I thank you so, so, so very much for that. And I mean that.
The pleasure's mine. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Listen, before we end this, I wanted to let everybody know once again, it's at 9 o'clock tonight at Exclusive.
Yes.
Okay,
at
ladies
Exclusive,
and gentlemen, that's
yes.
on Sam Rittenberg. For those who don't know about it, it's like right across the street from I think that's the bowling alley for those who's coming up that way. So please, everybody, you know, get on out there. Like you said, it's tax free out there tonight. So it couldn't be too much for you to get in. But, guys, he is so worth it. So for anybody that's my fan or my friends, please get out there and see him tonight, because I promise you guys I'm going to be there tonight. Am I going to get to meet you?
Yes, of course you will. And
thank
you know what?
This is a true
testament of the power of Facebook.
You know, and that's something. And you know what? He answers his mails,
yes.
guys. So if
yes.
he really actually answers mail. So I've got to tell you, that is so beautiful. You are just such a down to earth regular guy. I got to tell you, outside of that big celebrity that you are, my goodness, you went all the way up there with Mr. Puff Daddy, and you're just so humble. I mean, if for somebody to have been in his presence, and I've seen all the lavish lives you guys live in, probably still live, you just so humble. I mean, he answers his mail. Oh my God, that's a beautiful thing, and you're a beautiful person. I appreciate you, and thank you so, so, so very much for coming
on. Thank you.
My talk show. Listen, is there anything you'd like to leave everyone with?
Just let everybody know to continue to support 112 and all the members of 112. Be looking out for my entertainment company. It's called New Fam Entertainment. Well, I'll be promoting and bringing out two artists of my own. Also, definitely be listening out for the new single, Still So Sexy, and the new album, Top of Next Year, Real Talk. Q Parker, I love you guys, and I will always love you for the support that you've given me as an individual and that you've given 112 from day one. So I just ask if you guys to continue to support us and just continue to follow us.
And my goodness, that's a beautiful thing. And I'm going to continue to support, and I'm going to continue to do everything you've asked of me, and I'm also going to ask other people to support as well, because you guys are a great group. We need the R&Bs back out here. Not that anybody's doing bad, but we need you guys. I'm so glad you came back.
Yes.
But listen, before we leave, there are I want to say this because it's now 207 people. I have 5 people that are calling in, but I had some other celebrities on here, and I did not, you know, allow them to call in, because actually what I did this for all of you that are listening, I wanted you to get everything out that you needed to get out, so I apologize to everyone. It's not that I didn't want to allow them to talk to you. It's just that that's not what I put on the emails. I wanted just for them to listen to the interview. So just like I said before, guys, I'm not being mean or anything. I just wanted you all to listen to Mr. Park and see what he's got going on, and please go support him tonight and all that good stuff, okay? So I just wanted to put that out there. But listen, I want to thank you once again and your manager. He's wonderful. Tell him thank you so, so, so very much.
I will.
So consistent and so wonderful. And guys, go on his Facebook, because he actually hits it with his own real fingers, okay?
Yes.
And thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. Much, much, much success to you and 112. And I'm going to see you tonight, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, you take care. Be good and safe, and I'll see you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Q Parker from 112. Thank you
all
so
right,
very much. Goodbye.